You know, when you think about evangelism and the task that we have, and it's the only reason we're here. Do you understand that? The only reason we're here. You say, wait a minute, aren't we here to worship? Well, we worship while we're here, but our worship is really messed up. We don't even come before God close to the kind of pure-minded worship that we ought to be offering to Him. That'll happen in heaven. In the meantime, He lets us worship here until we can get there and do it right. Isn't it to live holy lives? Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a meager representation of what our pure holiness will be there, isn't it? We make an effort at it. No, there's only one reason to leave us here. Everything we do here, we'll do better in heaven except one thing, and that's proclaim the gospel. Because there won't be anybody there to tell. So we're here for one purpose. And we're told to go into the whole world and preach the gospel. And then we're told, and they're all dead, and they're all blind. And I'm reminded of Isaiah. After the vision of God, Isaiah says, here am I, send me. And it was a devastating vision. I don't think I've heard people say, preachers say, I remember when I was a kid, a preacher in a dramatic gesture said, Isaiah rose up and said, here am I, send me. I don't think so. Not after what he just saw. I think Isaiah was probably saying, I don't see anybody else around. I'm here, you could send me. The Lord says, go. Tell these people. By the way, their eyes are blind, their ears are deaf, their hearts are hard, and they won't listen. Oh, so that's my commissioning message? Yeah, go. How long do I do that, he says. My response would be, how long do I do that? A couple of weeks, maybe? Just for the experience? Just to sort of, you know, refine my approach? How long do I do that? And God answers and says, until there's no one left to do it to.